objections. I intend to appoint Cindy Martin to the Parks and Recreation Board. Cindy has been an employee for the Parks and Recreation Board in the past and is quite familiar with what all that, the workings there. And so I think she would do well on that board. The other person seemed to be, I am not familiar with that person at all, but they seem to have a lot of good qualifications and really do thank them for their interest. And don't get discouraged because you weren't selected. Just keep entering letters and we'll put you to work somewhere.
I have no objection.
Anyone have any objection to Cindy Martin? Item 11, persons to be heard.
There are no
persons to be heard. Item 12, unfinished business. 12A, approval to provide the Thomas Bay Power Commission with a letter that commits to the future funding of Thomas Bay Power Authority in non-net billable funding.
Mayor?
This item was placed on the table at our last meeting. I would entertain a motion to remove that from the table at this time, if you want to discuss it.
I'll make a motion to move it off the table.
Second.
Been moved and seconded.
Mayor?
Any discussion?
Sorry about that.
Discussion.
Yeah. Oh, you have a discussion?
You have the discussion.
Okay. this item that was on there that was brought forward from the last meeting, we tabled it until this meeting.
Okay, you can have the discussion about removing it from the table.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Vote.
Okay, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yeah.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, now.
It's removed from the table now. Now you can discuss it.
After the discussion with the mayor, they wanted to move this forward to the next meeting after everything goes through with the Petersburg and that, and I have no objections to that. I think it'll fit right in there to have our discussion.
Are you making a motion then to postpone it?
Postpone until, yeah, that's what I said, postpone until next meeting.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12B, discussion and possible action on forming an energy committee.
I'd make a move to take this from the table for discussion and possible action. A motion, rather, of.
Been moved and seconded to remove this item from the table for the further discussion. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
I make a motion that we form an energy, to continue an energy committee, as I know you said.
An ongoing?
Ongoing, yeah, ongoing.
Second, yeah.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
The discussion that I have with it is, at this time, under the power sales agreement, we're obligated to buy 100% of our power from SEPA. So I don't really see the need for another energy committee, because there's nothing really for them to do at this moment. Any ideas that they would come up with or any other alternative sources we couldn't use, because we're obligated to purchase that power from SEPA anyway. That's just my thoughts on it.
I guess, James, what I would want to know is exactly what you would consider the Energy Committee doing.
Well, the discussion before and the discussion at the committee was that there was other items on there that we should be aware of, and some of them were, before we got rid of this thing, was the fact that we wanted the Energy Committee took up part of those questions at that time, and were concerned with the amount of energy we use in this community, other energy problems that are faced in the future. You know, for example, the one was, you know, what's the continuing use of our grocery stores and our canneries and the rest of that, and we're not talking to them, and neither is SEPA. And our concern there would be the protection of the city, so that we know that whatever rates are established or whatever goes on, that we have something up front, in front of that, so that we don't lose our availability of our fishing industry to have stable prices in our fuel, in their further fisheries and their use of energy. That was one subject that they touched on. Others are, you know, whatever energy needs and concerns of our communities, and that was part of the discussion that Petersburg had also, was joint concerns. And if you have a permanent committee, then, or energy committee, then you have the ability to bring forward any of those concerns that you have and be able to work on and bring them forward to the council. That was my feeling anyway. I thought it was important that we stay on top of it. We can't do that as a council. It's more of an interest to those people that serve on the board and for our community. We face those problems normally when they come to our desk, and then we try to solve them. But we need something. I always felt we need something out there that our community members are working for, to ensure that we have our interests of our community and energy and that type of forms of that. So I, you know.
Who would be on the Energy Committee?
Well, I think should be peoples in the community, and that discussion, can be made here this year, as far as what kind of a committee you want to have. I felt before that, like our electrical department, they should be there, but, they don't have to be voting members, so they're not required to be there at every meeting, but, to have the input to somebody like that or other expertise people in town that we have. And there's a wide range of that. Whether the interest is out there to the public, I can't assure that right now. I've had other people say that, they stepped up, Butch stepped up, and he still expressed interest in it, and if there's interest in it, I just felt it was something we need to stay on top of as a community. If we don't, our interest up here, to me, is, we run into a lot of things, we do a lot of things, but we're not specific as a group looking at what our needs are.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Just one comment. I know, actually, because it came up at the Energy Committee, I talked to Clay about this, and it sounds like he has done some of that, like with the hospital, and talked to try to just things that they're doing that. And it probably, I don't know how, if you wanted to do this, but I think that's the person you want talking to these people. I don't know if the committee wouldn't be talking to them. And I think because he's going to understand electricity and what they're talking about and loads and peaks and all that kind of stuff. And I think it would be important that person, if you do have a committee, or if you don't have one, either way, that he is the one assigned to deal with that, because I think he's going to be more equipped to do that. I mean, if I was on the committee, someone could tell me something about electricity and I wouldn't have a clue what that meant, as far as it's, I'm going to need this and this and this. And so I think it is important that that the power person be involved in whatever we do, either, like I said, with a committee or without a committee, that that we could either, you know, task him with that, just reach out to businesses that, you know, look, especially the ones that may be expanding, and provide that information. And I know he's done that because he's concerned about backup power and all this kind of stuff. So, and as our load grows, it's, even if you have the power out of Tyee, the other issue is the backup power. If Tyee goes down, do we have the diesel capability to furnish everybody power? And currently we do, and sometimes we would have to knock off the three big electric city users, the high school and the public safety building and the Nolan Center, but that they would go on diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why they were built that way and have that dual system. So, but anyway, I have talked to Clay about that, and I think he has done some discussions with some of those, like I said, when they were talking about the new hospital, how they would do that. Trident, I know some of the things they were doing down there, some of the power issues and what we'd have to do. And so I know he's concerned about those things and has worked on them. But
if those are the types of things that they're working on, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. My concern is I wouldn't want another committee trying to circumvent or derail what we're already trying to do with SEPA and allowing them to take over operations at the plant. That was my main concern.
Yeah, my main concern is having a voice out there to see what our needs are, how they can be met. Jeff has hit on some of that, but you know, when you're talking employee to employee, you know, it's a better idea that you have, you're talking to the whole group, you know, who's in charge, invite them here. You know, I mean, it's different when you walk in the door to a business, even down here it's running, you know. If you invite those other people to come and sit at a table, whether it's the store owners or a potential cannery that comes in here or whatever, we should have some kind of format that sits there, because not having that, you know, we don't have the opportunity to present ourselves or look at the future for future problems. At least that's my feeling. This town needs every bit of insight they can for employment. It's up to the council.
Anything further?
No. Mayor Jeff?
Yes.
I had a hard time hearing assembly members, so I'm excuse me if I'm talking over you.
You're fine, go ahead.
My comment on this, and I know I can't vote on teleconference, but I just wanted to mention that I think, you know, we have four community members that are part of SEPA, and that is the organization that really anything that an energy committee would recommend would need to go through the Wrangell Assembly and then through SEPA in many ways. So in my opinion, we should really focus our energy, so to speak, on those four community members and what's happening at that level, the SEPA level, and making sure that's sort of the communication is good and things are going on that we want to be happening, and put our energy there. That's my opinion at this point in time.
Thank you.
I'd like to make another point. My point is that he has a concern down here about SEPA and the rest of that. SEPA is the organization that runs that down there, but that's not the one that's going to be running what our concerns are. Our concerns have to be presented to them. And that's the format that you use to try to present things and get your community and your involvement in it, not your board member. Your board member is one person or two people, and that's not gonna, that can be swayed one way or the other. You need your community involved.
Mm-hmm. Anything further discussion?
Nope.
Oh, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yeah.
Blake?
No.
Stowe?
Yes.
McCloskey?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No. Item 13C, or 12C, discussion and possible action to make Bruger Street a one-way street. We had a public hearing prior to this assembly meeting on that, and there was a lot of discussion on that item. Or not a lot, but some discussion. Does anybody else have anything they wish to speak on that? Well, I guess entertain a motion on that at this time first.
Okay, I move to make Bruger Street one-way with parking on both sides, traffic travel to be a westerly direction.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion on this?
Right, as I voiced earlier in the discussion, since I missed the workshop, that it's still my concern that we that the people that I talked to and talked to me. Mm-hmm. Would still want that street a two-way street, mm-hmm. whether we have parking on one side or no parking at all. So I just want to put that out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the people I spoke to didn't really have a way, either way or whatever, just as long as there was still parking. So.
My thought on it is that I would love to see it remain a two-way street. But the concerns that were brought up during the workshop about eliminating that much parking when we've already got overcrowding lots, especially the one there next to First Bank behind AICS, I just can't see us eliminating that many parking spots to keep it two ways. And also there's the concern if we do eliminate additional parking, with Bob's people going in there and parking and then walking off to do business someplace else, that's not fair to Bob's at all. So the only other option that I see is to go ahead and make it a one-way street.
I do see one other option. Excuse me, Mayor.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The other option would be to have parking. Is that what you said, parking on one side?
No, parking on both sides.
Parking on both sides.
One way.
I think the other option is to have it parking on one side.
You're still eliminating so much parking, though, and you're still going to have the overflow going into our other businesses, and that's not going to be fair to them. And what side are you going to put it on? If you keep it one way, you're going to have parking on both sides. You're not going to eliminate any parking whatsoever.
I don't know. I mean, I already mentioned a lot of people that come to me, so I was just looking for another option. Leave it both ways. Leave it wider there so we can go by there.
John Taylor's suggestion was to eliminate parking on the far side of the street over there, yes. In front of the AICS building all the way down in the corner, and keep it on the City Hall side down in there. And that would be feasible, but it's like Assemblyman Klosky had suggested you're still eliminating probably half a dozen parking spaces when we've already got overcrowded spots.
I think you're only eliminating three.
No,
and
you're
it's right in front of the building right over here, and that's it.
Well, the way it says, the way we show here on possibility, there's all of this, one, two, there's several all the way down around here, then in front of First Bank, you've also been eliminating that. So if you don't have to eliminate that, but you're still going to eliminate, you know, several, one, two, three, four,
because it goes
six,
all the way to the corner
all the way
right
to the
now.
Corner, you're still going to be eliminating probably six or seven parking spots. And then you're still going to get the overflow going into Bob's or Eggs. And that's not fair to them.
So there's no parking over here on the other side.
That's why he suggests eliminating parking totally in front of Eggs all the way down there, clear down to the very end, in front of. Clear down to the Elks parking lot.
Okay, just
yeah.
Let me get this straight here. The motion was to make it a one-way street. A vote.
Do you want me to repeat the motion?
Pardon?
You want me to repeat the motion?
If you would, please.
The motion was to make Burger Street a